FIFA debate tournament is back on May 9th.
1,862 data breaches were recorded, quadrupling the amount of data breaches in recent years.
16 new debaters.
Whereas lots of capital invested in the subsidized public education.
17 new debate topics.
How can you say you are punishing me and it's helping me? How? It's not a punishment.
And on Children's Day, we'll do what we usually do
and end it with
one winner, 1,000,000 naira. Join me, Sandra Ezekwesili, and catch all the action Mondays to Thursdays, 4 p.m. on Hard Facts on 99.3 Nigeria Info. For partnership and sponsorship opportunities, send an email to ibegtodiffer@nigeriainfo.fm. Again, ibegtodiffer@nigeriainfo.fm.
That's right. Round of 16 starts right here on Monday at 4 p.m. And that brings us to our second hard fact of the day. We have our 16 contestants and the fixtures for next week have all been set. Our last two seeds made it in through the playoffs yesterday and on Tuesday. Here are the seedings. Number 16 seed, Olaloye Toluwaleshe. He's 14 years old from Covet the Redeemer College. Number 15 seed, Chidima Benita Nwabeke is 14 years old. She's a student at the Ikeja Senior High School. She's in SS2. Our number 14 seed is Promise Mesoma Chukwoji, 15 years old in SS2 at Ifako Comprehensive Senior High School, Bagada. Number 13 seed, Favor Chibugo Udoji, 15 years old in SS2 at Ikeja Senior Grammar School. Number 12 seed, Atemas Pius Omo, 15 years old in SS2 at New Estate Baptist School, Suruleri. Number 11 seed, Ayobami Efui, 14 years old, in SS1 at Seaside Heights Secondary School, Agbara. Number 10 seed, Precious Chinenye Anyeji, 15 years old, in SS2 at Vibrant Field College, Ajangbadi. Number 9 seed, Justina Adoyi, 15 years old, SS1 at Bethesda Senior Secondary School, Ikota. Number 8 seed, Ebule Timothy Chukwebuka. He's back. You remember him from the very first I Beg to Differ in November 2021. He's 11 years old. He's in JS2 at Bijamic Private Schools, Aja. Number 7 seed, Ikwai Bom Ekemini Awesome Usen, 15 years old, in SS2 at Inspira College, Ikorodu. Number 6 seed, Esther Bewaji, 14 years old, in SS2 at Silver Sand Hall School, that's in Lekki. Number 5 seed, Miriam Adekunle. She's another returnee. In fact, Miriam Adekunle lost to Tamvita Kaushik. So we have two people this year, in this edition, who lost out to Tamvita Kaushik, making a return to this debate. No, I apologize. Who did Miriam lose to? Yeah, I believe it was Tamvita Kaushik, yes. It was losing out to Tabitha Kaushik and returning this year. She's 14. She's in SS2 at Prince Dao College, Ikorodu. Our number 4 seed is Miriam Kaber Maman, 14 years old in SS2 at Atanzil Schools, Ikorodu. Our number 3 seed is David Chukwemeka Edwards, 15 years old in SS2 at the African Church Model College, Agege. We're showing you this list on our live stream. Our live stream is Nigeria Info 99.3 on Facebook, YouTube, Nigeria Info FM. Our number 2 seed is Kolade Stephen Afolabi, 14 years old in SS1 at CMS Grammar School, Akoka. Number 1 seed is Hamid Olarenwaju. He's 15 years old. He's in SS2 at Rainbow College Day School, Suruleri. He was a quarter finalist in 2021 in our first ever tournament. He was knocked out by Tamvita Kaushik, 13 years old, who eventually went on to win that very first tournament. So as of yesterday, Lagos, those were your top 16 qualifying for the main tournament. Unfortunately, Favor Chibugo Udoji, our 13th seed, has suffered a bereavement. She's therefore withdrawing from the tournament. Favor, I want you to know that all our hearts are with you at this very difficult time. I'm very sorry for your loss. I will keep a place for you in a future tournament. Please take heart and may you and your family find comfort at this very difficult time. Now, Lagos, this means that we had a 16th spot to fill. So we turned to number 17 and 18. Those were the two students who participated in this week's playoffs but did not win. There was Noura Yusuf, the 15-year-old from Sanya Senior Grammar School. And then there was Kowia Wurala Salam, the 14-year-old from Atanzil Schools. We looked at their scores in the playoffs. Noura had scored a 57 in her defeat, while Kowia scored a 75 in her loss. So by virtue of that, I've invited Kowia Wurala Salam to be our 16th contestant in the I Beg to Differ debate tournament. So there you have it, Lagos. These 16 kids will be battling out here. They'll be battling it out on your airwaves from next Monday until Children's Day, the 27th of May, 2022, when we will have one winner, 1 million naira. And since 1 million Lagosians cannot be wrong, if you witness a story or a news event that you want Lagos to know about, call us on 01465-7175. By the way, if you heard a school that you went to when you were a young lad, or a school that is in your neighborhood, or a school that you feel is representing your hood in Lagos, let me know on Facebook, Nigeria Info 99.3. We're still showing you our lineup, our seedings. Facebook is Nigeria Info 99.3, YouTube Nigeria Info FM. I have a great show for you. Let's start with the big three. Let's talk about yet another hit and run collision here in Lagos. Then let's talk about Farada Gogo ending up hospitalized. And then let's talk about the APC's nomination form containing a letter of withdrawal. On today's Eyewitness at 4 o'clock, I have a story of a woman who claims that her mother-in-law hit her son to the point where her son died. And even though her son, her first son died from the mother-in-law's discipline style, her mother-in-law continues to hit her children, and she doesn't know how to tell her to stop without coming off as disrespectful. I'll give you the full story at 4 p.m. On the big hard fact, let's talk about the biggest election stories right now. Fayemi's declaration, APC Guba ticket speculation, Wike and Farada Gogo, all of it. We'll talk about it from 5 o'clock. Don't miss that conversation. Expect news, business and sports at the top of the hour every hour. But let's get started with today's big three. I am Sandra Ezekwesili. If you just tuned in, these are your hard facts.
This is the big three. The big three on hard facts. On 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Why do so many motorists drive off after hitting someone? Is Farada Gogo's life in danger? Should the APC be making aspirants sign withdrawal letters? Those are the big three. Lagos, let's talk. There's been another hit and run collision here in Lagos. That's our first story. This latest one happened yesterday on Sanusi Fafunwa Road in Victoria Island. The police say that the suspect was driving against traffic and hit a woman who was walking. And according to the police, after it happened, the suspect tried to drive off, but he was chased down and caught. He's now in police custody. The police did not clarify whether they caught him or whether it was bystanders that caught him. But either ways, he's behind bars. Investigations ongoing. Hit and runs are so common here in Lagos. Just a couple of weeks ago, we were talking about the hit and run driver who killed a LASMA official near Chevron on Lekki Epe. And you have case after case like this. Hit and runs are very serious. In a lot of countries, it's considered a separate crime on its own. So if you bash someone's car, even if no crime was committed, once you drive off, you've committed a crime. Just bashing car and driving off, you've committed a crime. So when I see stories like this in Nigeria, I start to think about the why. And I think we've talked about it here on the show before, right? I think a lot about why people drive off after a collision or after hitting a pedestrian in Nigeria, in Lagos. Is it lawlessness? Is it that simple? Is it just lawlessness? Or is it a lack of accountability? Is it a lack of conscience? I don't know. I've never hit anyone, but I don't think I'll drive off if I hit someone. The way I made up my constitution, I'm not the kind of person who drives off when I hit someone. Like, I'm the kind of person who's driving and I'm even horning for a chicken. So if I hit a bird, I'm the kind of person who will stop traffic to make sure the bird is fine. Talk more of a human being. But maybe I'm too Oyibo. But I need to know why. Why do people drive off after a collision or after hitting a pedestrian? Is it fear? Is it lawlessness? Is it a lack of accountability? Is it a lack of conscience? I come back to that point of fear, because when we talked about it before here on Hard Facts, some of you said that people are afraid when they have a collision, especially with Okada riders, because there have been several cases of dozens of Okada riders attacking a motorist who was accused though, of hitting one of them. Some of those cases have ended in death. So I wonder if maybe that's also the reason, but I also don't want to give that as an excuse, because I feel like I'm making an excuse, you know? Is there a possibility that in a lot of hit and run situations, people are also afraid of mob justice or lynching? I don't know. I'm just trying to understand why it's so common that people hit and run. Let's have a real conversation about hit and runs. I'm really trying to understand it. 0700-993-993-993. That's for men. For women, 01465-7190. Hello, thanks for calling us. Sorry about that. Call back if you can. Hello, good afternoon.
Hello.
Good afternoon. What's your name, sir?
Hello, good afternoon, ma'am.
Good afternoon, sir.
Goziwagi. My heart is going for that favor where that she's grieved. Yeah. I feel that she's a son that goes to give him chance next time.
Yes.
Sister, if you come for that, between Obata and Dawson to under bridge, anytime there is your audio attack, or anytime there is any party or anything, now him, then go the follow one way. Hit and run, they are afraid of being lynched and being beam up and being beaten and being taken to police station.
Okay.
That is, not to say they don't get conscious, but they are afraid. Let them not go to salute code for police station.
Okay.
And some of them no get money to leave themselves, and they will not get sense. They make a know how to slow by following one way.
Okay.
I'm not going to tell you, like, I they follow one way tomorrow, but I use my sense. And I talk about,
Okay.
Yes, sir?
Okay.
Concerning APC, withdraw. They have rights to withdraw. But my question to you now, if you have facts about it, are they going to give them the 100 million naira? That's my question.
I don't know about that one, but thank you very much for calling. 99.3, hello. Sorry about that. Call back if you can. 0700-993-993-993-01465-7190. Good afternoon. What's your name, sir? Hello.
Hello.
Hey, thanks for calling. What's your name?
My name is Kenneth.
Kenneth, welcome. Go ahead.
Sister Sandra.
Hmm?
I have a question.
Okay.
The debate. That boy you give special place in the final of finals. Is it right? Why? Because people call. They call and say he's supposed to be in the final.
Okay.
At least if it's good, he's supposed to go back and register back. That is how it's done. Just like the ones that we had debated out in the first episode. Two of them is now in this episode.
That issue is already sorted, eh? We've got Christopher Inikoyi on the line. Hi, Christopher.
Yeah, my able president, Sandra.
Good to have you on the show, sir.
Yeah, this is your senior special advisor on general duty.
Welcome.
Quick one on that driving of the thing. I know driving against traffic. I know that road. I'm looking for one.
Okay.
I think that guy is wicked. This is no matter of road, they will lynch you. No.
Okay.
That's what we call defensive driving. I notice most of our drivers, they don't put that kind of technique whenever they're driving. I had an opportunity going with driving a pilot car. You know, the one that has this siren and whatever. And the mopo would tell me, oh, please, let's follow this special BRT. I said, no. And on the way, so I'm here with you. I said, no, when you're driving, you can do that. So anybody with good heart, like you said about the board, I stop as well. But somebody, I was in a bus, and the guy, somebody was crossing. I said, oh, boy, what's only waiting. I said, I'm bad, I know. I said, no, human being, no. My bad, I will knock him down. I said, no, that's human being. He said, there's a foot bridge. Why did he go and cross the extra? I said, no, that is not an excuse. So, President Sandra, on the forms, the people that are buying form for 100 million, right? They have to print it, have
you? You have to print it.
The presidential candidate.
What do you mean, print it?
Are they up to 29 number?
Oh, they're up to 20. Oh, I thought you said they have to print it. Yes, there are lots. I think they're up to 24. Go ahead.
You know, formally, the 11th, I mean, 18 of them, they raised about 30 billion.
Okay.
This set of people raising this money, supposing they raise this money to settle us, what will happen?
Well, a lot of them are either... Go ahead.
What?
Go ahead.
So if they do that, if really they have Nigerians at heart, that presidency office, what is in that office? Just to serve? Look at how many of the 100 million, my brother, my sister. Is it small money? And we have a lot of issues in Nigeria. I blame those of us who will go and vote for any of this set of people coming out. Thank you.
All right. Thanks for calling. 99.3, hello.
Hello, Sadia.
Thanks for calling. What's your name?
Chinoye.
Welcome, Chinoye.
Your time crier. How are you doing? Hello?
I'm fine. How are you?
Why did they laugh? Everybody they call their name. No laugh.
Sorry. I did. Can't be. How you see?
I know where it is.
You know well. Ah, what's happening?
I get that for that Maria. I see it's
a thing.
Guys. I don't want to recover. She don't show for my mouth. Yeah.
They drink vitamin C and lick orange.
Maybe smart thing they do when I go to.
Okay.
Sandra, for this matter now, where position are wrong, most of them, most of these people, don't say they don't want to say, but people don't know now. People will begin to come, they beat them. Understand?
Okay. Like I hear you.
People go be like one time when I did go see them like a woman hit woman, woman that is well, before you know they begin beat them. Before I don't just understand. That's why people they run. But look, you say it's not good as they do like that. But if they do that, they but the fear of you know if that person is better, but if crowd the people are not beating you. You understand?
Okay, so they fear the crowd, you know. Yes, sir. Chima is in Ikorodu. Hi, Chima.
Hello, Sandra. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Welcome.
Yeah. I think on the issue you're talking about, the hit and run issue, is because people are so careless and a lot of times people are, you know, they don't consider other human beings and they don't want to face the response of their action. They don't want to face it up. So that's why when they do those nasty things or those rubbish driving, they hit and run and leave the person. If the person is seriously injured, they allow the person to die there because most of the people nowadays, they don't have conscience. So it's very bad.
All right, Chima says it's conscience. Kaede Samuel says it's quite unfortunate. I almost lost my life due to one way. In fact, the wrong vehicle had only one headlamp functioning. The collision was just by the grace of God. Kaidi, thank you very much for your message. On WhatsApp, Sandra, my name is Jerry from Ikorodu. No justification for someone to hit a person and run away, but why they run away is because of fear of being mobbed by people around. I've witnessed a case where someone hit an Okada man. He waited, but the Okada riders in their numbers burned the man's car and beat him up. Goodness. Sandra, I'm happy about the guy representing the first secondary school in Nigeria by name, CMS Boys Grammar School, Bariga. And I will be supporting him here all the way because that's my secondary school. Up school, up boys. That's Dennis from Victoria Island. All right, Dennis, I'm glad you have a representative on this edition. We've got Tony from Warri who says it's just to avoid any financial issue that can arise, most especially if they deliver, if the driver wasn't the one at fault. But if you're driving one way, you're already at fault because you're not supposed to drive one way. Enyinaya Sylvester from Olodiapapa says, I was there live yesterday at Sanusi Fafunwa Street. All right, I'm going to give you a call when we come back from this break, Sylvester, so that you can tell us what you saw exactly. If you just tuned in, you're listening to The Big Three on Hard Facts on 99.3 Nigeria Info. We just brought you our first story where another hit and run collision happened here in Lagos, happened on Sanusi Fafunwa Road in Victoria Island. Police say that the suspect was driving against traffic and hit a woman who was walking. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. After this break, let's talk about Farada Gogo in Rivers State. We hear he's in the hospital now. Don't go away.
You are listening to your number one station for talk.
99.3 Nigeria Info.
99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
Many people are in business, but not everyone means business. The people who mean business never say no to money, cash, card, or transfer. These ones grab business opportunities with their full chest. Keep an eye on things that matter, like people, cash flow, and how it all adds up. They do not only know their onions, they know their numbers. They mean business. With Number, you mean business. Visit www.number.com, that is N-O-M-B-A, number.com, to get started.
It was Tamvita Kaushik.
Today, honorable judges, my moderator, timekeeper, my fellow co-debater, my name is Tamvita Kaushik. I'm 13 years old.
In March, it was Ruth Okorocha.
That's the moderator, honorable educator, school debater, viewers, and listeners. I'm Ruth Okorocha, bona fide student of Kingsway College.
Who will it be in May?
Due to the economic situation of our country, individuals will be said to migrate to other countries in search of greener pastures.
The I beg to differ debate tournament is back on May 9th.
1,862 data breaches were recorded, quadrupling the amount of data breaches in recent years.
16 new debaters.
Representatives of capital invested in the subsidized public education.
17 new debate topics.
How can you say you are punishing me and it's helping me? How? It's not a punishment.
And on Children's Day, we'll do what we usually do
and end it with one winner, 1 million naira.
Join me, Sandra Ezekwesili, and catch all the action Mondays to Thursdays at 4 p.m. on Hard Facts on 99.3 Nigeria Info. For partnership and sponsorship opportunities, send an email to ibegtodiffer@nigeriainfo.fm. Again, ibegtodiffer@nigeriainfo.fm.
99.3 Nigeria Info.
Your number one station for talk. Let's talk.
I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. Let's talk about the police taking Farada Gogo to a hospital, because that's our second story. He's the House of Reps member from River State who was arrested after Governor Nyesom Wike declared him wanted. Wike has accused Farah of sending thugs to disrupt the PDP aspirant screening process in the state. Farah and his camp say that Wike is framing him because he decided to run for governor without Wike's permission. Earlier this week, I told you that Farah's people sounded the alarm that his life was in danger, while the state government said that this was baseless. So now that Farah is in the hospital, commentators are asking questions about what's really happening to him. Police say he complained of pains in his stomach and his chest, but that he's responding well to treatment. Meanwhile, the House of Reps discussed the matter yesterday. Remember, Dagogo is a member. He's a serving member of the Green Chamber. Speaker Femi Gbajabiamila told the members not to take sides in the matter and not to, quote, heat it up. Instead, he said that they should look for ways to resolve the issues. And I'm wondering what you think about that. We have a House of Reps member behind bars for allegedly using armed force to disrupt a party event. Either he's guilty, in which case it's a serious scandal for the reps, or he's innocent, in which case it's also a serious scandal that someone could frame a reps member. In either event, how should the House of Reps be responding? What do you think about this unfolding situation in River State? 01465-7190. That's for women. For men, 0700-993-993-993. But before I take your calls, I've got an eyewitness, someone who claims that they are an eyewitness, of the hit-and-run incident that happened on Sanusi Fafunwa. His name is Engin Naya Sylvester. Engin Naya, how are you?
Good afternoon, Sandra.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the show.
I was there yesterday.
Okay.
This is not a case of hit and run. Okay. The guy was on a suicide mission.
Okay.
So when he was driving, so that road is a one-way road.
Okay.
I was even trying to tell him to go back because of the police men that has a go and run about.
Okay.
So he was driving slowly. So immediately he saw those guys, people coming from work. He diverted. He deliberately hit them. It was only, unfortunately, there was a gate in front of, there was a convert that prevented him from going for that. Because he would have gone and killed like three people. So it was only gate he was unfortunate to hit. And immediately he revived and started running. So at a go roundabout, he ended up damaging people's stuff, people selling food. So that's exactly what it wasn't a real hit. He wanted to kill because he was driving slowly.
Why do you think he wanted to kill? Why do you think his intention was to
kill? I was asking him to revise back.
Okay.
Because we have what we normally tell them there. Because people will drive, we say, no, police will catch up, run about, it's better drive. So he was peacefully driving. Immediately saw some people coming to the walk. I wish you go to number 27, 75 for one. That incident happened. There is a COVID there. The guy went to, the guy went off the road. The car did not fail brake. It was a deliberate attempt to.
No, but how do you know the car did not fail brake? Because you were not inside the car with him. And you like, he didn't. I'm trying to understand why you think it was deliberate on the guy's part.
If he had failed brake, he reversed immediately and started running again. So people were pushing him at when we reached a call roundabout, he had to divert to the bank road. I had a question, but I heard that the lady died last night.
No, the lady didn't die. Well, I don't know about whether she's dead or not, but I hear that she is in the hospital receiving treatment. But thank you so much for your eyewitness account. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, goodbye. Sylvester Enyinnaya there, claiming that he was there when it occurred and sharing what he thinks happened yesterday with that hit and run. 99.3, hello?
Hey, Sandra, I greet you.
I greet you too. Is that Kevin, my good man?
Yes, God be the glory of.
Welcome.
Yeah, from what this gentleman has narrated now, I think the man was driving against traffic. And perhaps he saw the policeman and he tried to run away from them. And in the process, hitting people. From what he has narrated down, that is what I think happened. So the man, was he arrested?
Yes, he's been arrested. Yes.
That's good because we keep telling people to stop driving against traffic. We keep telling people this every time. There's no reason for you to drive against traffic, you know. You did that, and you hit people, and at the end of the day, you were trying to escape. So it's a very sad one. I don't know. I hope the person that was involved survives it. That's what is there. I heard you calling, mentioned the name of my primary school, Sunyori Baptist School.
Oh, okay.
Well, in that school, in that compound, you know, we have about four schools there.
Okay.
So that's really Baptist is the first one. I went to the school too.
Okay.
Well, that's a nice one. I will look forward to the young man or the young person who is going to contest.
Who's representing you.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, having said that now, I've been following what is happening in River State.
Yes.
And I keep wondering, in a democratic setting, a sitting governor gets somebody arrested in Dominica. This thing happened last during the military regime. That we don't pray again that it happens, that comes again to this country. In a democratic society, a sitting governor, if the man, you know, does anything that is bad, there are law enforcement agencies there that can handle it. But I hear that he himself was the one that arrested this man by himself and did all those things that has been reported in the news. It's sad. And that a man like this that wants to become the president of Nigeria, he talks to people anyhow. There's nobody, almost all the whole governors, he insults them. I don't understand this kind of character that wants to become president of Nigeria. I think people should not rein on him. A governor, the man came, what you got him arrested and started, you know, now we are hearing this news that he was hospitalized. I don't want to take sides, but I just pray. I just hope that Governor Wike, she acts like a public, is a governor that people look up to. His public outlook does not, it gives concern and worry. I'm so sad about this.
Thank you, Kevin, for calling. It is concerning. We've got a message here on Twitter from Oga Titus. He says, Sandra, on the hit and run story, I think it's fear because most of the time when it happens, they'll attack the driver and his car, while some drivers run because they don't want to take responsibility of the action. Titus says he's a big fan of the show. Oh, I'm glad. Thank you for tuning in every day. We've got Joel in Apapa who says, hit and run in Ebonyi is something else. My niece was pushed over by a car some years ago. It was not easy. She hit her chest on a culvert. The driver ran off until date. It took a fortune to take care of that girl. It is very unfortunate. Joel, I'm really sorry about what happened to your sister. We've got John who says, I lost my front teeth from hit and run. Till date, I don't talk well. Four teeth lost. Ah, John, I'm really sorry that you experienced that. But you know you can go to a dentist, right? And they can give you fake teeth if you like, if you want. Here's this message from Tessier in Yaba who says, Sandra, if I have opportunity for 100 million, I will not contest for any political office. I'd rather use the money to help some communities. Politicians' desires are different from ours. All right, Tessier, thank you for your message. Hello, Sandra. The lack of traffic education in Nigeria is appalling. Drivers and road users, pedestrians included, don't have enough knowledge of road usage. I'm also of the opinion that the population of Lagos is why drivers don't slow down for pedestrians. Who will stop for you? In Accra, once a pedestrian steps foot on the curb to the driveway, the cars slow down oftentimes. It's the drivers that stop for people to walk by. Disobedience to traffic laws, no strict effect to offenders, population as if it's a reasonable excuse, and low level of civic education is our bane. Chris from Ghana. All right, Chris, thank you for your message. Let's come back to the phone lines. 99.3, hello.
Hello, Sandra. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name, sir?
Yeah, I'm Femi, calling from Ikoto.
Welcome, Femi.
Yeah, I want to talk concerning Ethan. I think what really happened.
Femi, can you speak into your mic so that we can all hear you?
Yeah, I'm doing that.
All right, great. Now we can hear you.
Yeah, I think the issue is this. Should I say some drivers lack this understanding? Yeah. You see, when you are driving, you have to be very, very careful on the road. Are you getting it? I'm into transport. I'm a transporter.
Okay.
And I must say this, that I've been very, very careful on the road.
Okay.
Not until when someone takes, what's it called, one way. Yes. At times you'll be driving, some will just cross your front. So what I've learned so far is, as you are driving, make sure you are driving other people's own with your own. Are you getting it?
Okay.
Now, I'm talking about one way. Now, I have my auntie's husband hit a boy about 10 years ago. Hit a boy.
Okay.
In his community.
Okay.
Do you know what he did?
What?
Our husband had to just keep alive. That's another angle to it. He had to run. I mean, my auntie's husband had to run just to save himself and the vehicle. Are you getting it? So later after a while, he had to come back and meet the parents of that boy.
Okay.
That he was the one who said this boy, and eventually he said to everything. So I think what people
eat and run is... Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
I think why people eat and run is just the fear of being attacked,
okay,
being beaten up, and less. But one thing is this. Taking one way, there's no excuse for taking one way. My husband, my auntie's husband was not taking one way. He didn't take one way. But a boy just ran to him and he hit the boy. So that's just it. That's my own contribution.
Thank you very much for contributing. Sunday's in Victoria Island. Hi, Sunday.
Yeah, good afternoon, Sunday.
Good afternoon to you, sir.
Yeah. How about yesterday's incident? Hit and run is not a good something. But we understand the situation we have in Nigeria, especially in Lagos State.
Okay.
I saw the way they chased the man.
Okay.
Did you know that this man is not a Nigerian, he's a Lebanese?
Okay.
Just assuming that man wait in life should have become a story. The man, maybe he go to club, who know where he go that early morning, because he doesn't drive like a man who is normal.
Okay.
It's okay. So when he took that one way and get that lady down, they begin to chase him, both Okada, Abu, everybody. So when they block him, he used revise. When he threw one lady that selling food items and threw the lady food away and zoom off.
Okay.
So they said he just runs straight to Jail Murillo.
Okay.
Where the brother has a resident there, okay, and drive into there.
Okay.
So both the Okadas and the Aboro, they follow him to that place.
Okay.
And they destroy the vehicle before one company send their police to stop the incident, before police now come and take them.
Okay.
So hit and run is not a good something, but you understand our mentality here, they may take laws into their hands. You understand? And I wish that police would take proper report of that person, because he's the Lebanese man. I don't think he have a driver license. I don't think he's very good in driving and get passing one way and get somebody's dad and run away. But I think the run away he ran yesterday, I think is the best thing he can do for his life. Because if you see thousands of people that go with him yesterday, if they get him, he should have been a dead man.
Sunday, thank you very much for calling. Is there a way to reorient people so that our first instinct when we've seen an accident is not to lynch the person who we perceive to be the aggressor? Because sometimes accidents are not even the fault of the drivers. So take, for instance, these kids who are milling about on Lekki Epe. You're driving on Lekki Epe, one of these ones that rush to your car to clean it or the hawkers or anything. Any number of things can happen. You're speeding on Lekki Epe or you're speeding on Freedom Way and one of these kids running and you hit them and you kill them. It's not your fault because it's an express. Express says express. Express means you fly on express within speed limits, right? So it's the fault of whoever is crossing the express, because there are also like pedestrian bridges on an express. So if you hit one of those children by accident, you could get lynched even though it wasn't your fault that you hit the kid. So is there a way for us as a society, as a people, to reorient people so that their first instinct when an accident has occurred is not lynch, kill, murder? Because what does killing and destroying a vehicle, the vehicle that could have rushed the person to the hospital, the man or woman who would have paid for the bill for the person that they've just hit, what will killing them or burning their vehicle achieve really? Who are the people for whom their first instinct is, oh yeah, let's kill, let's lynch, let's murder? I don't know. Is there a way to change that mindset? What do you think? 01465-7190 for women. For men, 0700-993-993-993. Hello, thanks for calling us. Sorry about that. Call back if you can. 99.7.
Hello.
Hello, how are you?
Hello, Sandra.
How are you, sir? What's your name?
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Well, you see, these issues, the first one I'm contributing to is the hit and run case.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
You see, the question of mentality, we actually have we have missed it. And let me give you a background.
Okay.
You see, the people resort to this issue of lynching because the perceived feeling is that there is no way you will go to law enforcement and get justice. Let me give you an instance. I had a visitor who was coming to visit me, and I'm telling you about a case in Oworoshoki.
Okay.
There's a filling station right at Oworoshoki, Olojojo there. And you have these police guys who will go into this filling station, hide there. You will see somebody who is a first-timer in the community, who doesn't know, no sign, nothing, who doesn't know what is happening. He comes in there. You will be somewhere laying a siege on him. You allow him come into the one way and pull. You jump onto his way. And then you now begin to harass him. I had a visitor who was coming to me this Monday who had the same experience. And so what I'm trying to say in essence is that when people keep having the feeling that when they go to law enforcement, they don't get justice. You have people who robbed you. I am talking of practical experience.
Mm-hmm.
Who robbed you that you were able to identify, police arrested, and by the second day, they are prowling the same street again. Now, tell me, how do you feel the next time that somebody like that is caught? Will you feel very confident going to law enforcement? That is the issue. Now, number two, when you have people who are involved in incidents like this, you see that the first thing that they do is to run for their lives. Because like your contributors earlier had said, if that man had stopped or waited, he would have been a dead man now. So we really need to embrace one, technology. The police does not have to run after anybody when they flout traffic laws. It is automatic that when you flout traffic laws, you will come back to pay for it. And so as long as we are not embracing that, Sandra, I still think we'll continue to experience things like this. Thank you.
Thank you very much for calling. Ngozi is in Isolo. Hi, Ngozi.
Hello, Sandra. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Welcome.
Yeah, thank you. Talking about the hit-and-run driver, I think I quite agree with the last caller. The more reason why people mob when you kill or when you have an accident and probably you stay there is because the system has failed the people. There is no justice in Nigerian system, Sandra.
Okay.
And now we are talking about an expatriate here. Yes, it may sound as if maybe one is being biased or something, but some of these Lebanese guys, the people know what they do and how they treat Nigerians, even in their own company, indigenous here in Nigeria. So coupled with all this anger, the society, they already knew that police would do the otherwise and allow these guys go scot-free. So these are the reasons. I don't have problem running when you hit at that immediate, but the usual thing is, you run to the nearest police station to report yourself. It's absconding totally from the mishap. That's where the problem.
Hello? Looks like we lost the connection to Ngozi. But thank you very much for calling to contribute. I feel like this has to be like a topic on its own. What to do when you hit and run. Because honestly, I think that you should stay there. I think you should try and help. I think you should pick up the person that you've hit and take them to the hospital. I don't think you should run for it. Because, you know, when we say that there's a miscarriage of justice and that people don't trust that the justice system will handle whoever has done the hitting, we're also being unjust, you know, when we flee from the scene of a hit and run, you know, because if a crowd gathers where there's been a hit and run and their instinct is to kill and murder, they have just been unjust. They've carried out an injustice. Because the answer to an accident, not a hit and run now, not a hit and run. I mean, the answer to hitting someone, a child, a woman, a man, a dog, a cat, a goat, the answer to doing that is not killing the person that did it. The answer to doing that is gathering round, how can we help? How can we hold this person who has done it accountable? That's how we show that we're not barbarians, that we're not animals, you know? But if we're saying that the reason people lynch someone who has hit someone is because they don't think that holding them there to ensure that justice is done in the sense, in the way of carrying the victim to a hospital or making sure that they pay hospital bills or taking them to a police station if a death has occurred, we don't think that justice will occur, and so that's why people take the laws into their hands. It's not hitting me right, you know? It's may we not be in a situation to find out what will happen one way or the other, but I would like to think that in that situation, I would stop and try and help, try and save someone's life. And I also like to think that they would not lynch me. Anyways, let's talk about our final story. I don't even know if we have time to do it. Yes, we do. We have some time. So let me tell you that APC leaders are split over a withdrawal letter in the party's nomination forms. That's our third story. Multiple newspapers, including The Guardian, have published this letter. It's reportedly included in the presidential nomination forms as Form 18. The letter is reportedly addressed to the party national chairman, and it reads, quote, "I hereby voluntarily withdraw my candidacy from the contest. My withdrawal is in the best interest of our great party, the All Progressives Congress," end quote. Now, The Guardian is reporting that aspirants and other party stakeholders are split about this letter. They believe, some of them believe, that this is a way for the party to impose a consensus candidate on the other aspirants. Because let's say that all the aspirants sign withdrawal letters. If the party now says aspirant A is a consensus candidate and aspirant B refuses to accept it, the party can just produce the withdrawal letter and say aspirant B has withdrawn from the race. So that's why some Nigerians are against the idea of post-dated withdrawal letters or post-dated resignation letters, because they believe that they give the party undue control over citizens, over candidates. Let me take your mind back to 2011. Remember that Tunde Bakare claimed he refused to sign such a letter. Back then, he was Muhammad Buhari's running mate in the presidential race under the CPC. And at that time, at the last minute, the CPC and the ACN were trying to negotiate an alliance. And Bakare claims that the deal on the table was that the ACN would support Buhari and that when Buhari got into office, he would take an ACN member as his vice. But since it was too late to remove Bakare from the ticket, he was asked to sign a resignation letter as vice president, post-dated to after May 29th, 2011. And Bakare refused. I don't know if you recall that. But on the other hand, you have those who say that such a letter is not a big deal. They say a party should be supreme and a party should have a right to impose conditions on its members. After all, the members chose to join the party. Then there's a legal argument. That one, I'm going to leave it to the lawyers because I'm not a lawyer, right? If you're a lawyer, I want to hear from you. I want you to talk to us about whether, in your legal opinion, making somebody sign a post-dated withdrawal letter or resignation letter as a precondition for participation is legal or illegal, as the case may be. 01465-7190, 0700-993-993-993. What do you think about this withdrawal letter matter? And yes, you can talk about our other stories. We told you that there's been another hit-and-run collision in Lagos. And we told you that the police have taken Farad Agogo to the hospital. That's our second story. When we come back from this break, you'll have a chance to talk about all of these stories, or as many as you can, given the time that we have left. But I am Sandra Ezekwesili, S. Ezekwesili everywhere. This is The Big Three on Hard Facts on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Your number station for talk. Let's talk.
Many people are in business, but not everyone means business. The people who mean business never say no to money, cash, card, or transfer. These ones grab business opportunities with their full chest. Keep an eye on things that matter, like people, cash flow, and how it all adds up. They do not only know their onions, they know their numbers. They mean business. With Number, you mean business. Visit www.number.com, that is N-O-M-B-A, number.com, to get started.
New flight connection alert! Air Peace now operates direct flights from the Nnamdi Azikiwe International Airport, Abuja, to the city of Johannesburg. In addition to the already operational Lagos-Joburg service, this new Abuja-Joburg and Joburg-Abuja connection, starting from April 27, 2022, will operate twice weekly. Fly Air Peace straight to Johannesburg from Abuja and enjoy a splendid in-flight hospitality on the extra-comfy wide-body Boeing 777 aircraft. For bookings, head on to our website flyairpeace.com or download the Airpeace mobile app on Play Store or App Store. Direct Abuja to Joburg flight on Airpeace. A memorable travel experience awaits you. Airpeace, your peace, our goal.
Plenty people they do business, but not be everybody mean business. The people who mean business, they know they ever say no to money, cash, card, or even transfer. These kind ones, any business opportunity, then they grab up with the full chest. And then they chuck eye only on top of this way make sense. Like the people, cash flow, and how every other thing take the complete. Not be say them only know what thing that they do. They know their numbers and the mean business. With Number, you mean business. Enter our website will be www.number.com to take it for start.
99.3 Nigeria Info, your number one station for talk. Let's talk.
I'm Sandra Ezekwesili, and this story about the APC leaders being split on this decision to have a withdrawal letter present will continue it at 5 o'clock. So don't miss that conversation coming up at 5. But Ayinaya Sylvester on Facebook, on WhatsApp says, Sandra, nobody was pursuing the man. He was driving very slowly until he saw a group of people going to work when he wheeled off the road to destroy lives. Unfortunately, there was a cement that prevented him from doing some damage. Nobody attacked him until he reversed and started driving away when people started pursuing him. All right. Sandra, to change our orientation about hit and run drivers, we have to introduce a training into school syllabus from primary one. It can no longer be controlled at our old age. Johnson with that message there. We've got this message here. Dayo from Bagada says he's currently in this situation. I wonder what Dayo means by that. And we have news coming up. All right, Dayo, we're going to call you. We're going to give you a call so that you talk to us about this during our eyewitness segment at 4 o'clock. We can actually even keep talking about this hit and run thing alongside that other story I told you I was going to tell you about. So, Dayo, we will call you at 4 after the business news so that you can talk to us some more about what situation you see that you are in. Okay. More comments here. Sandra, I have a Lebanese friend who told me that the police always target them on these one-way roads. Police demand for exorbitant sums of money when a Lebanese national is caught driving one way. And the foreigners don't know which street is one way. And there are many such streets with no indicators. Stella from Aja with that message. Taking one way is a bad thing on our roads. But what do we do when law enforcement agents, especially police, breaks the same law? The law must be enforced in our land. Okolua from Burgess says, I agree that, you know, nobody should take one way, police and government officials included. But you can't say that because police is jumping inside fire, you follow them and jump inside fire. Because the fire may not burn the police, but it will burn you. More messages here on WhatsApp. Oh, we've got a lot of messages. My God. Someone says, Sandra, you are too civilized for this country. Stopping after hitting an animal, I applaud that, but how many will do the same? Hit and run is caused by a lack of moral compass, conscience, fear, and irresponsibility. Many seem to lack these, and that translates into how the leaders also act. Dari, thanks for your message. Yeah, my husband is always laughing at me because whenever I'm driving and there are like pigeons on the road or like chickens, I'm always horning for them to get out before I can try. And he'll be mocking me in the car, like, Ajabota, eh? You won't you still think you're abroad. You don't know that you're here with us. Kill this thing, we'll go chop for house. Oh my God. Let's bring you business news. After the business news, let's bring you Eyewitness on Hard Facts. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. Don't go away.
Information at its peak. This is 99.3 Nigeria Info. I'm listening.
It's full.
99.3 Nigeria Info. We are more than just radio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel at Nigeria Info FM. Check us out on Facebook at Nigeria Info 99.3. Follow us on Twitter at Nigeria Info FM and on Instagram at Nigeria Info FM Lagos for live updates as it happens. 99.3 Nigeria Info.